Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
But anyway, yeah. Who that?
You want to be Phil?
Big Phil? No, what's he want? There he is, dude.
Phil?
God damn, you look good.
He says, I can't hear him.
You look good. Tell me he looks good.
You say something nice to the people. Just anything.
During these challenging times, we'll only be stronger when we're done.
Hell yeah, dude. You might have infected him, bro.
He might have just, yeah, you might have just died. But that was a good last message. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't die in that goddamn sweatsuit. Something that Oprah would wear.
Okay, beat it. He said, I'm going to die dressed like Oprah.
Phil came in from working outside and hit me with the fucking, I just listened to your podcast. It's you and your friend talking about wiping your ass for 20 minutes. You're not allowed to take mom's car anymore.
Damn.
So he hit me with the, you're grounded.
So was that
because the cruise was in the shop.
How fun was that, though?
It's so fun. Green Screens versus Dracula's?
Yeah. What's your dad say about your video game
playing? He doesn't know, dude.
He doesn't know?
You think I'm going to let Phil see me playing Dracula?
I'm going to text him.
Dude.
What would he say if he walked in on you doing the Green Skins versus the Dracula's?
He would be upset, dude, because I put it in my room. I'm laying on my bed playing it.
Oh.
He would walk in and see me laying on my belly on a computer with feet in the air, kicking. He'd see me, and I'd have to, and I'm facing the wall, so the door would be behind me. So he'd open it, and I'd have to be like, get out of here, Dad!
All to be up in your thighs.
Shorts are all the way up. My dad, get the fuck out. He's like, it's dinner. I'm like, I'm not ready yet.
He can see your
I balls. Told you I didn't want any. Phil had to do that once.
What?
Tibble got in a fight in the front yard with another cat. So it was like, you know, 5-6 in the morning. You just hear two cats screaming. Phil ran down in his whitey tighties. This is like 6 a.m. So people are like walking out to get the newspaper and shit. School buses. Oh. Phil was out in just his white tighties and a fishing rod swinging at the cats.
That was his weapon?
He grabbed a fishing rod from the closet that was right by the door and just started whipping cats. Yeah, man. It's a strong tradition in the Gillis family, too.
Cat whipping.
If your cat's in a fight, you got to jump in, dude.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to strangle a fox.
You have to, man.
And then me and him got in a beef, dude. Hard beef.
Why?
I haven't seen him spaz like this in a while. He came back from the men's club, had a couple drinks in him.
Couple pops.
He's like, we're watching golf. We're watching it. And I was like, hockey's on. It's playoff hockey. So Phil comes in. He's like, put it on. And then he like screamed. He was like screaming, like trying to fight me in front of my family. Everybody in there was like, Phil, relax. And he was like, what the fuck? It like spazzing.
He needed to see what was going on.
But he doesn't know. So they lost the remote that controls the TV. They have the cable remote. That's what they use. But they lost the remote. So I downloaded an app on my phone that's the remote. So I just kept changing it from anywhere. I can go in my room and change it.
He had no idea.
I can hit like channel down and you just hear this. God fucking damn it. And then I just I went to YouTube and typed in 10 hours of Trump saying bing, bing, bong. Bing, bing, bong. And put that on. And that literally resulted in him chasing me through the house. Because I couldn't get it back off. I couldn't get it off. I was like, I don't know how to change it. He was like, change it right now, motherfucker.
Bing, bing,
and it was just Trump on full volume going, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong. And then my niece and nephew started going, bing, bing, bong. Like, everyone was screaming at him.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong.
Get to bed, Phil.
Greenhouse, Shane.
Wait, I want to see you in that. Lay down. I want to see you in the size of that bed, dude.
Pee Wee Herman house.
Lay in that bed.
Fuck.
Lay down.
Let me get my stuff off.
Last night, Phil had a couple cocktails. Me and him were sitting there, and he goes, now, Shane, you want to know something? And I was like, what's that? And he was like, now, let's say Joe Biden dies in office. Who's next in line to be president? And I was like, Kamala Harris? And he was like, she was born in Jamaica. She can't be president. You know who's after that? Nancy Pelosi. That's what this is all about. And I was just like, Kamala Harris was born in Oakland. I was like, who told you that? And he was like, the shuttle driver on the way to the Mechanicsburg Club picnic.
Oh,
he was like, he just told me it. I was like, yeah, that guy just lied to you.
So Phil's standing there. Phil's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Football, so he's got some bets coming in. He's got to take a look. Yeah. And I went behind him and went, go, Phil, what are you doing? And I grabbed his sides. He got so fucking pissed. I scared the shit out. I scared him so much that he elbowed my sister. Oh. And dude,
did he drop his phone?
No, he held on to it. But I've never seen someone spaz this hard. Dude, Phil spazzed. I go, Phil, what are you doing? He's like, God damn, you fucking idiot. Like, he fucking spazzed, dude. And then my mom was laughing. Me and my mom were laughing. He was like, you two fucking idiots. And then I was like, what'd you call mom? And he's like, I was talking to your sister. Like, while angry, he had to deflect. I'm airing my family out pretty hard on this, but it was Monday, which is when he definitely never drinks. Mm. He doesn't drink on Mondays.
Really?
So he's always so mean on Mondays. He's always so fucking angry. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, it's Monday, you're not drinking? He's like, yeah, that's it, Shane, sure. Yeah, it's because I'm not drinking, Shane. Asshole. It's like, dude. I almost, Phil, so we're at dinner, and somebody was like, oh, my skin's all dry. I was like, oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room. And Phil was instantly like, and I was like, what, dude? What? When I shouldn't have said what. This is a dinner, like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like, because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended yourself.
I had to.
It was a trap.
And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, lotion, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
He's been on my ass for this mustache.
What about it?
What do you think?
He must just shave it up?
Yeah.
What's his problem?
He's like, what's this little, what's that on your lips?
Dads get whacked, man.
He's so mad.
If you wear like a new thing or something, it fucks him up.
He fucking hates my tracksuit.
What's his problem?
Hates it.
What's his problem?
He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? I don't know. He doesn't know exactly. I don't think he understands exactly what his problem is. But if he sees his son in a totally matching outfit, he's like, what's going on here? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Yeah. What are you doing?
Is Phil
should,
down there?
What we should
yeah,
do
he is
before Phil gets the night before Phil gets there, we should choreograph a dance.
We should.
Us and the rest of the house should figure out a
jump
long,
out the window.
And when Phil comes in, don't say anything to him. But while we're all chilling, hit play on Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night.
Oh my.
And each one of us. We should.
We should use that trip as an opportunity.
Phil would sit there like an old man and just be like. He would be like, okay. Okay.
Oh, fuck. No,
Phil's, this will be rough. Isn't going to go well.
You know what? You think so? He's going to be partying hard. He's going to be chilling at the beach. How many days is he going to be down there for?
I think three or four. Three.
Dude, is he going for the latter half?
He's going to tag
me out.
Yeah.
I'll be there for. Oh, dude. This is going to be one of the nicest. Your dad's going to be very fond of this. I'm telling you, man. This is.
With Spud?
Yeah, dude. He's going to love
Spud. Might be the weirdest
combo.
He's going
to love Spud.
Spud's going to hit him with a story, and Phil's going to be like, this guy, Shane, your friends are weird.
Oh, yeah.
Spud's hit me with stories where I've been like, oh, my God, dude. What the fuck?
Dude, it was wicked, man. She's like, how many drinks do you have? I was like three drinks. Four, I don't know. I started hitting it with the ABV.
You hit it with the Phil Gillis, man.
I had fucking two drinks. What the hell?
I know you did. I watched you have six. What are you, a fucking woman? Shut up. I go with Phil to the bar, his bar. And it's always nice. It's always a nice time. It's a nice bonding. Me and Phil don't hang out that. But then as soon as we get home, my mom's always like, how did you get home? Did you drive? And he's like, I had two beers. And I'm like, nah, Dad, I saw you have six. He's like, God damn it, shut up. You're like a woman. That's what he always hits me with. Every once in a while, Phil would come home from the nights or something. It'd be Phil on the loose. You got to just get out, dude. Because he wasn't doing it. He wasn't actually hitting you. He was like, I'm going to get you. Like, okay, would run. Yeah. It was very fun.
So it wasn't an angry kick.
No, but every once in a while, he would catch you and actually be like, yeah, you don't run. Like, hit you. Like, what the fuck?
He was teaching lessons.
He came home to teach some lessons. He DUI'd from the nights to be like, I got to toughen these kids up. I got to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember we were laying in the living room watching TV, and he kicked my sister. And she like rolled in. She like exaggerated the roll, but she rolled and hit the tree. And
what was the lesson?
The tree fell. The lesson was probably, it was probably something like, turn this off. I'm watching something. Here's what I'd like to discuss. I went to a girls' high school basketball game this weekend to watch my old man coach.
Okay, what's he running, zone, or is he woman, is running, he running woman on woman?
No, they're running little kid soccer where everyone screams and chases the ball. And then whoever has the ball looks straight down and goes like this. And goes. It was fucking crazy.
What?
I couldn't believe it. I've had arguments with my dad about how many points I would score. And he's like, Shane, these girls would whoop your ass. And I watched. I was like,
Definitely not, dude.
I would score 100 points. I mean, what? And also the whole time I was thinking, this is how Phil is going to die. Phil is going to have a heart attack in the middle of a girl's high school.
6A ball?
On the bench in front of all the girls that he's coaching. And they're all going to be like, ew. It's
like, grr, grr. That's and statue stuff, dude.
He's going to die at like at Redland or Cedar Cliff. And they're going to have to put him on the bus.
Oh.
He's going to die at an away game.
And it used to be bad. Before comedy was going well, my parents would be like, you are a fucking loser. Now they're like, dude, how are you doing this? Yeah. How is this working? Yeah. I'm like,
you're like, I've been training.
Yeah, I'll come up the steps and be like, I think I'm going to buy this house.
Yeah, one more word out of you, Dad. I'm buying this house.
No, for real. It's funny. I make fun of Phil for money now.
Puts him in his place, you know?
Did, well,
what a gift.
For
a
years,
gift.
He was correct. He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd be down there playing Xbox.
It makes it so much more powerful when you finally get like,
I told you.
Yeah. It's like when you beat your dad on one-on-one.
Yeah.
Basketball for the first time. You're doing it every day to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're slamming on your dad every fucking day with a wallet.
So I was downstairs. My parents came home and my mom was excited to see me. Ran down the steps. Midway through, dropped the cookie. She was eating Oreos. Midway through, dropped the cookie and reached down to pick it up.
On the lower step?
Bro, fell. I'm talking five steps. Flat, parallel, head first into a wall.
Oh, my. At the joint?
At the base of the steps.
Oh, God.
In the basement.
Oh, Jesus.
So she was knocked out unconscious.
Hey, we knew that was coming.
But this is the best part. Katie's like, God, mom's dead. And my dad's upstairs. Everybody's like, what? You could hear his voice crack. It was actually very sweet. He was like, oh, God, what? And she was like, call an ambulance. He was like, okay, all right, what's going on? And I was down there like, it's all right, everybody relax. I was the only sober one. I was like, relax. But I did think.
Relax, I'm up 30.
I did think my mom. Dude, I finished the game. I pressed pause. I paused my game for this. And then my mom started to come too, but the ambulance was already on its way.
Oh, no.
Fucking EMT guys come
down. That's like 10 grand, right?
She's like laying there. I have no idea. She's laying there. And then she's like, I'm okay. And then sits up and her hand was shattered.
No.
And she was like, but my hand hurts. And it was like, oh my God, dude. See, an old woman's hand just gnarled, dude. Gnarled. Everybody. My dad was like, Jesus Christ.
EMTs, but you're puking.
She was so embarrassed. I hate when I go home and everybody around me is a fucking dumbass Republican. Whenever I go home and I'm like, oh my God, I just roll my eyes, dude. Because you know me, I'm nice.
Yeah, dude.
So like if my dad starts with his shit, I'm just like,
oh.
And I grit my teeth and I get through the holidays listening to fucking ignorant trash.
I don't know how many more I have in me though, dude.
It's time we start discussing whether or not it's acceptable to go home and even hang out with your parents if they're going to spout bullshit.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
I would literally still go home if my dad was a Nazi. I'd be like, yo, my dad's wild.
Yeah.
If late in his life, Phil decides, like, it's time to bring back the Reich.
Collecting paraphernalia?
Yes. I'd be like, all right, Phil. Fucking less weird than women's basketball. What would you rather do? Have your dad be a... Oh, this is mean. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
I'm being mean to Phil, dude. Phil's
the best. It's not mean, but I think I know what you're saying.
I can't tell you how much I love my dad.
Dude, I know. We know you love him. I know.
I love my dad.
I'll shoot the question.
I'm going to be so fucking sad when Phil dies.
Oh, man.
I might quit comedy when Phil dies.
That makes sense.
I might be done.
Jeff, just toss on a
I'll say there's nothing funny anymore.
You have to pick up the team.
Phil's the laughter in my life.
Yeah, you have to pick up the team, dude.
Yeah, I'll have to go coach
whip
girls high
girls
school basketball.
With those girls. So what would you... I mean, the answer... I thought you were about to ask me,
would you rather your dad be a Nazi or a women's... Not a pederast. What the fuck, dude? No, did you just call my dad a pedophile?
No, I thought you thought that you were making that connection. And you were just not trying to do the thing.
For real, obviously, the answer is you want your dad to be a Nazi over a pedophile.
Obviously, yeah. I don't think your dad doesn't have a funny bone in his body, bro, in terms of that nonsense. I'll be honest.
I'm pissed you're even bringing it up to debate.
If I even thought he did, I would confront you live.
I would whip his ass.
I would confront both of you guys live.
You would confront me and my father live on the podcast?
I've sussed out your whole situation. Not a goddamn pedophile in your guys' house.
No, there's not a pedophile.
Not a goddamn pedophile anywhere near
Thank
that place.
Christ.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Imagine growing up in a pedophile house, dude.
I'm not sure. Yeah, dude. Phil will make a plate of like 40 hot dogs. Yeah, and it's like, dude, no one wants these fucking hot dogs. And then I'll just stand there and just slurp them down. If I walked over and deep throated a hot dog in front of Phil, he'd fucking hit my arm. Be like, what the hell? What are you doing?
Dude, you'd fuck him up like a...
Japan started making VCRs.
I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
Doing a proper goodbye.
You're out of here?
Yeah. I'm going to need probably 8 or 10.
You need 8 to 10 tickets.
On Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there's seats all over the place.
Sold out. It's Pittsburgh Improv. Sold out, baby.
The cars are facing the wrong.
I told you guys.
No, they won't.
They did.
When?
They ticketed your car.
We parked. I saw him park the other way, so I parked the other way, and I said, "Phil's going to come out, and he's going to say, guys, just so you know, your car's facing the opposite direction. They're gonna ticket you. I've seen them ticket you."
I'd love to see him touch my car.
If those fucking dumb pigs come out, I'm going to push them. Phil, this house, we believe in science.
True. If I see blue lives around my car, Phil, I'm going to fucking go off.
Fuck the blue lives.
They're putting down the strips on the rubble.
Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips?
Phil, Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Oh. Told you both things.
That's so good.
How well do I know that man?
That's so good.
As soon as the red light comes on, he's got to be around the camera. Oh, yeah. He's a little gory hound, dude.
I was home like 2 weeks ago. My dad, for lunch, was eating a tuna wrap with milk.
Oh, that's crazy.
In the middle of the day. I was like, Jesus
dude,
Christ.
Tuna
dude.
And dairy?
Tuna and milk.
Yikes. Just,
dude, I don't know what it is. Dads have some
that's
kind
what a cat
of...
would have for lunch. That's crazy. Dude.
It is, dude.
But I'll say this, man. Dads know how to make tuna salad like a fucking Michelin star chef. They just do it fucking nice. Right amount of salt and
pepper. How many dads have you seen do this?
Two, including yours. I assume it was a decent
I
sandwich.
I assume he threw down, yeah.
And my dad used to hook up tuna salad, put a little relish in it, fucking be so jealous, a little black pepper. Make it nice.
My dad would eat cottage cheese.
Love it.
Out of the can. Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
I don't know.
I mean, it's normal. I mean, disgusting. People do it.
I love it. Do you eat cottage cheese at all? Dude,
no.
I love it.
He just would spoon cottage cheese.
Put black pepper in there or sometimes a little bit of honey?
I don't think anything.
Just raw dog in it?
He would. Yeah, he'd be watching sports, drinking. I'd turn around, he'd be in the kitchen. I was watching the game still. Just...
scooping down a lump of Breckstones.
When your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. Okay. But my dad...
Somebody had tried thought about it.
So I was getting... my friend got arrested for... We were driving past a cop and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us. Mm-hmm. And he tried to... He pulled me out of the car. He didn't pull me out. He made me come out of the car. And he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. He was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my
friend. Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court. And
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. Said something, and the judge, I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
Just bullshit, Larry.
He said something, and the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Shut the fuck.
Place went wild, dude.
They have done a great job of propagandizing just everybody to be like, fuck free healthcare, dude.
Fuck
what
that,
am
dude.
I, gay? You just call me gay?
I'm trying to pay. And then everyone goes to the hospital and like, $80,000? And they're like, this is crazy, man. And you're like, yeah, we can set it up for free. You're like, fuck you, dude.
Don't ever say that again.
I'd rather stay my whole life in medical debt.
I'm in debt because I broke my leg on a bike.
I'm in debt for America.
Dude, I brought it up to my dad. I got in a fight with Phil like yesterday. Yeah. Not a fight, because I was just like, just tell me why, dude. Why? He's like, yeah. Guys, go to those other countries, Shane. You sit in a waiting room for 3 days. I'm like, what are you talking? You've never been to England. I was like, every Western country has it. He's like, yeah, like who? Name one. Canada? I was like, that's their talking points, is just like France. Fucking France, dude. What'd you say? Yeah, dad policy would definitely be like, France is gay. That's our number one diplomatic measure.
War on France.
War on France just by calling them gay. Turn the Middle East to glass. Start over. They ought to do that, Shane. Damn, I was in Phil's ass, too. He got a cold.
Oh, yeah, I heard him.
He was a motherfucker about it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we got pizza. Stuck his hands all over the pizza. I was like, you're such a fucking dickhead. I stayed home and then argued with my dad. Classic Saturday night. Night fever. It was me and my dad. I'm like, you're being an asshole. You're sick, dude. What if you have it?
Yeah, really?
Just go to your room. And he was like, you fucking get out of my house.
So he touched all the za.
He touched all the za.
What the fuck? Why was he doing that?
I think he was drunk.
Was he really?
I think he had a couple drinks, and he was like, you're being an asshole. It's a cold, Shane. And I was like, even if it's just a cold, stop touching all the food.
Yeah, this is a time, especially colds aren't really welcome right now.
Colds are not welcome. I was like, if I get a cold, I'm fucked. I'm going to have to literally like cancel September. Yeah, I forgot about this. You want to know what had Phil fired up?
What?
Got honky Phil fired up.
What?
LeMaire, you'll like this. Do you remember when, what's his name? Montrezl Harrell. Yeah. So... last game, he called Luka Doncic, right? He called him a white, pussy-ass white boy.
Called Luka Doncic?
Yeah, Luka Doncic is a honk.
Yeah.
Montrez, his life matters a lot.
Yeah.
All right? He's that. So Phil took it personally. And then, of course, Luka Doncic hits a fucking ridiculous game winner, balls out last night. Like, sick fucking play. Really? And Phil's like, yeah, how about that? There's that pussy-ass white boy for you. Like, just. But in Phil's defense, because he was arguing this with me, and I was like, well, obviously, he's like, now imagine if that was different.
Yeah.
If Luka Doncic made a play and said that to Montrez, what would happen?
Yeah.
And I was like, you understand it is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little. He's like, tell me why. And I was like, you want me to explain, like, history? Is that what you want right now? But it was funny to hear Doc Rivers, Montrez's coach, be like, yeah, people are sensitive these days. I sat him down. I was like, you can't say stuff like that.
Can't say pussy-ass white boy.
Can't call it. And he's like, look, I know him. I don't think it was a race thing.
Mm-hmm.
Call him a pussy-ass white boy. Yeah. I think it might have been slightly racial. It was funny. It was a big moment for the whites in basketball.
Dude, I'd be sick if black dudes can't say white. If I was like, excuse me?
What did you say to me?
What did you say to me?
Fuck was I watching? I was watching some sport with Phil. I think it was just golf.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been golf because there were AIDS pills commercials. Anyway, there was HIV pills commercials. And I was like, Dad, you're going to need some of those. And he was like, What's that? And he started watching the commercial. And he was like, what? I was like, because you have gay AIDS. He was like, he got so upset. It's so funny.
I was sitting with Phil, so that was very fun. I got to trick Phil.
Nice.
Got to put on a Nickelodeon slime football game. And so, like, when someone scores, they throw green stuff all over the field. It's fake. It's all, filters and shit. But the first thing was, like, there was just a Santa Claus at wide receiver. And he, like, ran a route. And I could see my dad, like, what the hell? What is this? Like, a player would score, they'd throw slime all over him.
Nickelodeon pays to broadcast the game and slimes everybody?
Yeah.
Who watches that?
The field goal becomes SpongeBob. It was actually pretty enjoyable. It might be a way to keep
your kids
kind of
quiet. Yeah. Yeah, too. You can keep watching the game and keep your kids.
It was pretty enjoyable.
That's kind of nice.
I liked the animated Santa running around on the field.
Yeah, dude.
But it was nice to see Phil. All the player like introductions were like cartoons of the players.
He probably thought he was fucking losing it.
I mean, he has been like out of touch with like graphics. You know what I mean? When he watches football, it's not what he used to, what he remembered. True. He's starting to get like, what the hell is this? Because it's all like, it's like a, you know, like Fox football is like a robot. Like,
yeah, I was telling someone too. It looks more like video games. Used to look more like the game. Now the game looks more like video games. It's kind of weird.
You're exactly right.
It's kind of.
Has anybody figured out slime soccer?
Dude, my dad.
No, they can lower the
hoop. My dad would get angry if we lowered the hoop.
Yeah, why? I agree with that.
My dad would get mad.
Just out of like a, it should be higher. Like,
yeah, he's like, put it at 10, learn how to play basketball. He would get angry. He'd see me out. Like,
your dad's a basketball coach, though. Yeah.
I mean, he beat me up that time when I didn't play basketball. I've told you this story.
What?
Me and my friend were walking to the park, and he was like, what are you doing? And we had tennis rackets. I was like, we're going to play tennis. He's like, no, you're not. You're going to play basketball. And I was like,
dude, I had the same exact shit happen to me.
I went, because it was right when South Park came out, the movie where they were like, can we have 5 tickets to Terrence Phillips' Acid of Fire? Nah. So I was doing that to everybody. And Phil goes, no, you're going to go play basketball. And I went, nah. And he walked into the garage and we just kept walking. We're cutting through all these houses in the backyards. Dude, Phil comes 5 houses down. He comes sprinting from between houses.
That movie, he was in Unhinged.
Dude, he
Russell
was
Crowe.
Russell Crowe
and fully unhinged, dude. Yeah. And then he chased me in an open field.
I never saw my dad during the day.
I saw my dad run. Dude,
I fell down, and he started kicking me.
You ran?
And he gave me an elbow drop.
Yeah, he was.
Phil just jumped on me.
For playing tennis?
For trying to play tennis.
You're about to do some
Well, for saying
shit,
no.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
They're going, no. Dude, 5 houses down. It's very far for him to be looking.
So did you say no to him and then he waited? And
I said no and he walked back into the garage.
And then he got heated.
He thought about it. Yes, and then he searched for me and then saw me and sprinted.
You pissed him off
so far.
So much.
You know, like Terry Tate off his linebacker?
I saw him coming. He was like a football field away. I saw him running that far, dude.
And what were you like? It's from a movie.
Yeah, no, at first he understood it was while he was chasing me, he was laughing. And then he caught me and for real was like, you don't fucking lie. Fucking, you don't talk back.
Dude, like that's rage. Insane. It's a rage you don't understand.
In front of my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just me and my friend.
That's
my dad gave me an elbow drop.
That's the worst. Getting an elbow drop in front of your friend.
I was like, Dad, what are you doing? No. Did he punch me in the face for a no once?
Yeah.
It was an accident. He tried to grab me by the collar. The phone was sitting next to me. I was on the computer and he goes, answer the phone. It was ringing. I go, no. he walked straight back. He tried to grab my collar. I ducked. He punched me. Blood fucking coming out of my nose. God. What the fuck, Dad?
Did you act abused for like the next week?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, there's a rage dads have that I can't understand, but like I kind of get.
They probably denied sniz and paying for everyone's meals.
Also, if you have a child, you've raised a fucking and then me sitting around like a fucking fat idiot playing games and being like, answer the phone. I'm like, wow. He's probably just like, dude, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid. Hold on. Phil played me and my friend 2-on-1 in football once.
Really?
That's
we were watching football,
hit, dude.
And my dad was like, you guys want to go play football? We ran the option. So whoever was the quarterback would pitch it. My dad would spear whoever was the quarterback.
That's just a hit.
Then he would score and run onside kicks.
Onside kicks on backyard
and roll the ball
in
the backyard. And if you tried to get it, he would run off that.
Phil's last chance, you.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, me and my friends still say it to this day. He was running into the end zone going, yeah, baby. we keep saying it. He's going, yeah, baby. You're like, dude, this is nuts. He must have probably had a buzz.
Definitely.
Probably came home from the Elks and was like, you boys want to play a little football?
And that's my thing with my dad. I swear to God, all this shit is 60%. It's
what?
Just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, if that...
He was leveling my friend.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, how big were you guys?
We were probably, like, 7th, 8th grade, maybe.
That's, all right, you're big legal. Enough. Yeah, you're big enough.
He was
yeah.
drilling us, dude.
Was he tackling to the ground? Like,
yes,
or just,
dude,
like...
We were playing tackle
football. Like, throw his shoulder and knock you down? Or was he, like... Like,
dude,
alligator
Phil
rolling.
Form tackle.
Dude.
Phil was big 33, dude.
Yeah.
Phil was big 33.
He was?
Yeah.
Phil wanted to see if he could tackle high schoolers.
Well, back when I lived at my parents', Phil would fuck with me. I'm going to go messing with Shane Squash. It was fucking a beef jerky commercial. Dads love commercials, dude. Ever since the Budweiser Frogs, dads have been, where's the beef? They love catchphrases.
Completely taken down. Right now, I think their collective mind is on the show Yellowstone for some reason. They all talk about Yellowstone. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, have you seen Yellowstone?
Phil hasn't gotten hit with it yet.
Is he a big TV series head or he's more sports guy?
Although he was on The Wire for a while this past year, which made me very happy.
That's pretty tight.
He liked The Wire.
That was a treat.
It's pretty enjoyable. Did I ever tell you about his shoes?
No, was he rocking?
He's got... He-